What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Hello?
Mom, a policeman was just here. He left a document for you and says it's a summons.
Summons? For what?
I don't know, Mommy. Hey, Mommy, you see my purple cardigan? I can't find it anywhere, and I wanted to wear it to campus tomorrow.
Sure, look for it now, Kim. You can never find anything. Besides, I don't have time to think about clothes. That summons is on my mind.
You worry too much, man, Mommy. If it was something like jail, I think they would come for you personally.
You like to joke, eh? Anyway, put up the document carefully. I'll try not to stay back at work today so I can see what it's about. Later!
Bye, Mom!
Kim! I'm here! Where's the summons? And turn that thing down, man! Sometimes I really have to wonder if you're deaf.
Is where I put it again? Joke, man. It's right here.
You play too much, you know.
You are hereby required to be and appear at Her Majesty's next circuit court.
Oh, I've been selected for jury duty.
Well, thank goodness it's not more serious. But I don't even know anything at all about serving as a juror. I'm not even so sure it's something I want to do.
The categories of occupational groups that are exempted from jury service have been reduced and will allow more public sector workers to serve as jurors. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Amendments made to the Jury Act will allow more public sector workers to serve as jurors. Effective February 1, 2016, all officers holding appointments and receiving salaries in the public sector, with the exception of persons listed in Schedule A of the Jury Amendment Act, are no longer exempted from jury duties. The legislation, which is a critical part of the justice reform program, is expected to improve functioning of the island's jury system. The list of persons exempt from serving on juries include judges and spouses of judges of the Supreme Court and Court of Appeal, masters in chambers and spouses of the masters in chambers, registrars and spouses of the registrars of Supreme Court, judges and spouses of the judges of the Family Court, judges and spouses of judges of the Traffic Court, and resident magistrates and spouses of resident magistrates. Other persons exempt from jury duties include the mayor, deputy mayor, and councillors of the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, and the mayor, deputy mayors, and councillors of the parish councils and municipalities, custodians of parishes, justices of the peace who preside in petty session cases, attorneys at law in actual practice, including attorneys at law in the public sector, and members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force. Under the amended legislation, persons who provide jury service will receive a daily stipend of $2,000 for the duration of a trial. The allowance is for refreshment and traveling expenses. This compensation does not cover other periods when persons are asked to attend court prior to being empaneled for juries to go through the preliminary administrative processes involved. Jury service is considered to be a civic duty, and all employees who are summoned to serve are entitled to time away from his or her place of employment without loss of remuneration or other benefit or advantage to which the employee is entitled. We've come to the end of this week's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles, punch holes in tins before disposing, and cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigbee. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.